Wild one between the Yankees and the Rays. CC Sabathia going for the Yanks. Brett Gardner and friends taking their hacks against ace Chris Archer. He runs into trouble in the third.
You know all kind of power and the pitch, and there's a high drive into left field. Moving back Dickerson at the wall. Gone. Home run. At number 15 for Gary Sanchez, and the Yankees' lead is 3-0.
Now the 3-2 to Miller. Swing and a fly ball down the right field line toward the corner. It's going to get down and go to the wall. Judge over to go get it. Here comes the runner around third. Borges scores. Souza right behind him. The throw is going to be cut off. It's a two-run pinch hit double for Brad Miller, and the Rays take a 4-3 lead. Because we know their bullpen's pretty good. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Here's a swing and a drive to the gap in left center. This is going to get down for extra bases and roll all the way to the wall. Gardner can fly. Dickerson has trouble with it at the wall. Gardner's going to get the third to throw. Not in time. It's a leadoff triple for Brett Gardner to start the bottom of the ninth.
Colomé's first pitch.
Swing and a grounder toward the hole. Beckham and Echevarria watch it go through. It's in the left center field for a base hit. Coming in and scoring is Gardner. We're tied at 5. Miscommunication between Echevarria and Beckham. Beckham didn't go for it. Echevarria thought it was Beckham's, and it went right between them. Where was Beckham going?
1-1 pitch.
Ripped to right field and deep, and the Yankees are going to walk off as Brett Gardner just hit his 18th home run of the season, and New York finishes the comeback. They jolt the Rays by a score of 6-5.
Brett Gardner's third career walk-off home run gives the Yankees a dramatic 6-5 win in 11, their fourth walk-off win this season. In other news, the Rays have acquired both reliever Dan Jennings and infielder Lucas Duda in separate trades. After trailing early 3-0, the Rays came back to grab a 5-4 lead, only to watch it disappear with two outs in the bottom of the ninth on one of the stranger game-tying singles you will ever see. The Rays then suffered a 6-5 walk-off loss in 11 thanks to the Brett Gardner home run. Here is Tampa Bay skipper Kevin Cash.
That loss stunk, no doubt about it. You know, that loss is going to stunk on the first day of the season, on the last day of the season, on whatever today is. So I don't think we're not going to make a bigger issue than we had a chance to win a ball game. Would have been a nice win, but things didn't go our way. There were some bright spots. Could not have been more impressed with the way Chris Archer, once we got him the lead, he got six huge outs to get it to our bullpen. And that did, not just him, but that's a lot on a starting pitcher to hold it right there. He limited it. He got out of a huge jam. So a lot of good things right there. I think that's a big, I hope it's a big stepping stone for Arch that he came in this environment, competed, and did his job, his part, after he got the lead. Offensively, there were also some good things. Brad Miller came up and with probably the biggest hit of the night. Really impressed with Steven Souza. With knowing where Judge was positioned to score. And then, as far as the bullpen, Jennings comes in. He does his job. I mean, credit Didi Gregorius for sticking his bat out there and finding a way to get on base. Sergio Romo, outstanding. That was good to see. He hasn't pitched in a high-leverage situation in quite some time, but impressed with that. And then Alex Colomé's inning, I mean, just leadoff triple. I was amazed at how he went through 2-3-4 of some really good hitters and gave us every opportunity to win the ball game. On the play that we're all going to talk about, we were in the right position. I think it's fair to say there was some miscommunication. Both guys appeared to give up on the ball, assuming that the other was going to get it. It's unfortunate the way it happened, but their bullpen was stacked. And after that, once they tie it, they quiet it with Chapman for two innings, and then Gardner comes up with the second big hit of the night.
In those situations, why was there miscommunication?
That's a good question. I don't really know. I mean, we play that positioning all the time. We probably play it, 40 pitches a game against a lot of right-handed hitters. And for whatever reason, it was just that perfectly tweener ball that appeared that. And like I said, I'm looking as it happened. I didn't see anything after that. It appeared that both guys kind of stopped or laid up on it.
The game-tying single by the Yankees' Gary Sanchez with two outs in the ninth went right between Adani Echevarria and Tim Beckham, who had a miscommunication, and it ultimately cost the Rays the victory. Here are both Echeverria and Beckham speaking about the strange play in the ninth.
It's a different playing the shift, but at the same time, it's different. It's different for me. Times where I have played in that position before, where I feel like I could have had the ball due to the shift. Sometimes he thinks the other guy can get it, but he feels like he can get it, but it's new to him playing the shift.
I mean, it was just, I guess you could say, just not familiar playing with each other. We knew what to do if a ball was hit in between, and it just didn't take place. So I'm not going to point the finger at anyone at all, but play has to be made.
The Rays look to bounce back on Friday behind Austin Pruitt. He will oppose Masahiro Tanaka.